Welcome to the Connect Kindness Podcast, where we connect people with organizations to inspire kindness. I'm your host, Crystal Aziz, and I'm joined by my co-host, Tim Evans. Thank you so much for joining us on the Connect Kindness Podcast. I know you guys noticed the beat was different on this episode, and that's because we wanted to share an amazing track created by Khalil Almighty, which is one of the students working with Building Beats. And in this episode, we interview Fee Pham, the founder and executive director for Building Beats, and their mission is to provide DJ and music programs that teach entrepreneurship, leadership, and life skills to underserved youth.
Fee shares with us how his love for music inspired him to start Building Beats. We discuss the programs offered in the New York City schools, as well as he opens up about how one of their students started with Building Beats in seventh grade to now being accepted into the Clive Davis Institute of Recording Music at NYU. Building Beats is such a cool and innovative nonprofit, and it was an honor learning more about them in this interview. So without further ado, this is Fee Pham, the founder and executive director of Building Beats.
Thank you so much for joining us on the Connect Kindness Podcast. Can you share with our listeners what is Building Beats and what needs do you guys serve?
So Building Beats is an organization based in New York. We teach young people DJ and music production, integrating life leadership and entrepreneurial skills into the work. So our goal is to teach a young person how they can take their passion in music making, and turn it into something that they can share with the world, whether it's just a song they want to put out on SoundCloud, or they want to put together an entire career using music as the medium to learn.
Fee, that's such a cool concept, and what you guys are doing is so unique. How did you get into music?
So growing up, I was really into hip-hop. I actually started out by breakdancing in middle school. But I got my first pair of turntables my freshman year of high school. And I was kind of hooked from there in terms of DJing and making music. That's how I got started. And then I didn't end up realizing that DJing would really just be a career for the next 15, 16 years. It was 2009 when I first came up with the idea of Building Beats and understanding what music played a role in my life as a young person. I wanted to create a program that can inspire other young people to learn through music.
I'm already a fan of you. That's all you had to say, that you were a breakdancer. And I'm like, this guy's the coolest person ever. So that's awesome. What really inspired you to start the organization in 2009?
My parents always pushed me. They wanted me to go to med school. So I went to college. I majored in neuroscience and psychology. There were times where, you know, growing up, I thought I wanted to be a neurosurgeon. But I always had that passion for music and DJing in my life. But I also wanted to figure out how I can, you know, serve the world and really be involved in community development in some sort of way. So in 2009, which was my senior year of college, I came up with this idea to try to create music programs or open a music studio for young people to learn and connect and collaborate with each other.
That's so cool. Can you walk us through how Building Beats works within the New York City school system?
When we first started in New York, we reached out to a few community partners who are already working with youth and asked if, you know, we can do a one-day DJ workshop with them. That was in 2013. That summer, we did four workshops in the Bronx and in downtown Manhattan, and kind of helped us understand how we could be involved in the school space in some sort of way, working with young people. Fast forward to now, 2020. Every school year for the past 4 years, perhaps 5 years, we now do over 1,000 workshops every school year. We work with about 30 different partners. Most of them are schools. Some of them are after-school programs located within schools. But we also work with a few community centers. There's a few homeless shelters that serve youth that we work with as well. What we've been able to do is we've been able to build a curriculum that's cloud-based. So if any location has computers, has internet access, we can turn whatever room into the music studio. These days is, you know, Monday through Friday, most of our work happens in the after-school programs. We have weekend programs for some of our community center and homeless shelter spaces. We show up at their spaces and we turn the room that we have available into the music studio. And we help kids learn that, you know, creativity is really, it's all in their mind, and the technology is available for them to create. As long as they're willing and able to learn, they just need to show up to one of our Building Beats classes. And we can get them started on
making. That's wicked. That is just awesome. I'm originally from New York, so I have a question. Are you guys working with any kids from IS 192? Because that's where I went to middle school.
Is that in Brooklyn?
In the Bronx. It's in the Bronx.
Okay. I think we were working with IS 192K in Brooklyn, but I don't recall IS 192 in the Bronx.
Okay, well, just go ahead and put them on the map because I think this is an awesome program, and I'm sure some of the Bronx kids will love it.
Sounds good. Sounds awesome.
So all the kids go through the program. They get all this awesome mentorship. What happens after they create all these beats? Are there any opportunities for performances, or do you guys help them distribute the music?
Yes, I would say yes to both. Just this a year ago, we launched a program. We're calling it BB Leaders. It's for our youth alumni, students who've been in our programs in the past and want to continue learning and growing in their own musical and entrepreneurial journey. BB Leaders is a program that really teaches our students how to be what we call them, creative entrepreneurs that impact their community. We have a group of 12 students all throughout our programs in all five boroughs in New York. And we've got them booked for gigs. Some of them have DJed at Carnegie Hall, the Metropolitan Museum, Brooklyn wow. Borough Hall. They've DJed for different companies. We've done events with Snapchat, LinkedIn, Pandora. And one of our students is now interning for a record label under Sony. So our goal with BB Leaders
nice.
Is really to connect our young people to really careers and give them continued, you know, growth opportunities for them to learn as they become creatives.
So I could only imagine everyone's being influenced by different DJs, you know, different artists nowadays that they're listening to. Do you find any similarities in the DJs and the kids that you're kind of, you know, teaching?
Yeah, some, you know, there's, it's funny with kids these days is every school year there's a different hot artist.
And, right.
You know, we always make jokes as a team is we're learning how to DJ in the clubs by teaching the kids because they're showing us what's it. So it's always interesting to hear, you know, the music that the kids are listening to year after year and how it always changes so fast. As a result of, you know, our society and the technology being more available for more creatives to make music. In terms of the type of music our students make, I think there's always a wide range. We have some students who are really into house music, EDM, you know, we love that big room house festival type of DJ music. Some students love rap music, trap music, making music similar to what they're hearing in their school, on the radio. And we have a lot of kids who like old school hip hop, boom bap hip hop. So there's always a variety. But when I think about some of our students, I can already get that sense of what kind of a sound and kind of vibe that they're interested in.
That's awesome. Thanks
nice.
For sharing.
Can you share a success story that sticks out in your mind about maybe one of your students or one of the mentors?
Yeah. One of our students, he started out in our programs as a seventh grader. It was an after-school program at his school. We taught him basics of music making, but eventually he would show up every week in our class with a new song completed. It was just really awe-inspiring to see him really take on to building beats, making music, and sharing it with us, sharing it with his peers every week. Fast forward to now, he's a senior in high school. He just applied early decision for the Clive Davis School of Recorded Music at NYU. And he got accepted. And
nice.
I think our whole team was really excited to hear that, just to see his journey as a middle schooler to now. And yeah, hopefully going on to do big and better things while going to the Clive Davis Institute.
That is so awesome.
That must be an amazing feeling of watching these kids grow at a young age, and now you're seeing them accomplish, you know, part of kind of what you taught them. You know, they're taking it to the next level, and they're being really creative with it, and that's amazing. One thing that we want to start this year for all of our podcasts is really giving our listeners a piece of advice from someone that's lived life, you know, someone that has done great things. So what would you say is one piece of advice that you would give to anyone listening right now, whether it be about life, music, starting a nonprofit? What has been something that you would like to share?
Yeah, you know, I started this nonprofit from inception 2009, so it's been an 11-year passion project. And what brings me joy of doing it day after day is really my own growth and learning and understanding how to run an organization. The advice I give to anyone who ever wants to run their own organization, movement, some sort of thing that makes an impact on the world is the tools and technology is now that are at our fingertips to make things happen. Students from our program, they innately see that. I think some of us, you know, older folks, and I'm saying, you know, folks above maybe 20 years old, is sometimes we forget that, you know, the technology and the internet has made things so much more accessible to really do big things. And you can really dream big, but it requires you to just get at it, whether you're laying in bed and writing emails on your phone to get things started. It just starts with just small steps at a time to end up making what looks like a big leap.
Thank you so much for chatting with us. For our listeners who want to get involved with Building Beats, how can they get in touch with you guys?
You can hit us on Instagram. Just, you know, find us at Building Beats. Visit our website, buildingbeats.org. We have so many different opportunities for people to get involved. We offer classes now for adults as well to learn how to make music. You can find out on our website. Our students, you know, we book them out as DJs. If you work at a company or somewhere and you need DJs for a holiday party or anything, feel free to reach out. And for music, whether you need music for podcasts, for films, we now have, you know, a big roster of student music makers that we're always happy to connect for professional opportunities.
Awesome. Well, Fee, like I said, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure chatting with you today, and thank you for sharing about Building Beats and all the amazing things that you guys are doing.
Cool. Thanks for chatting with us.
Thank you so much for listening to the Connect Kindness podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at ShareGiveDo. And please remember, the world is changed by your example, not by your opinion.